This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the worth. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested, they heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Yeah. No, no, I'm talking about get it, yeah.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutiny.
I'm rocking with you, your logic does not compute.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday, August 18th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping right here, right now, on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Thursday edition. And I hope all is going well for you. Weekend's right around the corner. And of course, you know how I like to start every episode. We got a lot to talk about, but you know, I want that mechanism cleared. Yeah, get all the work stress out of there, get all the back to school stress out of there, and just focus, zone on in, and let's have a good conversation. And how I do that? I get you answer this mind-bending brain tease. And I got Joker's Wild Party Passes up for grabs. And I'm going to put them up for grabs right now. Now, you know how to chime in and get your answers in. Real easy. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. All right? All right. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. We're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. And I got a good one for you today. Uh-huh. Real good one for you. Oh, God. Recent survey, y'all behaving women, y'all shallow, you know. We still love you, but y'all shallow, boy. Y'all really into vanity. Anyway, that's a good one today. Recent survey of 100 behaving women between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 78% say they are turned off when they see a man, when they see a man wearing these, or when they see men wearing these. All right? Recent survey, 100 behaving women. Survey revealed that 78% or 78 out of 100 said they are turned off when they see a man or when they see men wearing these. Now, I give you a hint. It has nothing to do with jewelry. Okay? All right? All right. So you got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? And while you do that, we'll have a look at the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those great stores available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right? And be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. You can view all the new merchandise online, do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right? All right. Now, let's jump on in. Let's see what's making headlines in the 242, blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views That Matter since 8:44. And before I jump in, man, do we have him on a little early today? Well, you're in for a treat, boy. Y'all got Earl the Pearl on. Y'all got Earl Thompson in early today, boy. Bertie, what's going on?
You can't call me Earl the Pearl till 5 o'clock.
Okay, so I have to call you Earl Thompson between 4 and 5, and then you go back to Earl the Pearls from 5 to 6. Okay.
I'm trying to juggle you and the Dodgers right now, so let's carry on.
The Dodgers need to score some more runs. I had them to win that game today. They need to get me 2 more runs and tie it up, okay? Let's make it happen.
We'll get it, Timothy. Don't worry, it'll happen. I already made the
call. Call Roberts in the dugout now. I know you got the dugout phone. We'll talk about that at 5 o'clock. All right?
So what's happening, Nardi?
What's going on? You said, you got to join me early one of these days. I figure today is a good day to join me early. Lots to talk about outside of sports. And I know, we got something special to you that's near and dear to you. I'm sure that you want to discuss coming up tomorrow. So we'll talk about that in the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I thought that was significant since you run on Dunkin'. We'll let you run your mouth on Dunkin' about that in the Dunkin' segment.
Speaking of Dunkin', we got some talk. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but we brought it up. We good.
Thank you.
I made a call today. I got to go pick up tomorrow, so you'll be good to go. And that came from the chief. That came from the jefe.
He finished eating me some KFC, so I'm good.
All right. So you're in a little early today, so normally we're doing the headlines right now. And what we do is, we just run down the headlines that are blazing up the pages, the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. And the big headline, of course, that we're still dealing with that tragic situation and the tragic death of Omar Davis Jr. Mother had frantic search for her son. I don't feel like this is real. And if you look at it, he survived a lot, and he came up in that Camp Road community. A lot of trials, a lot of tribulations, a lot of obstacles that he hurdled. Was on his way to doing big things and cut down way too soon. And regardless of the stories that are swirling on social media, because social media is the devil. At the end of the day,
listen to social media, you'll kill yourself sometimes.
The point is, regardless, in my opinion, we should not be reading this kind of headline saying a 21-year-old honor student, double honor student, got 2 degrees. You understand what I'm saying?
I know. 4.0
in both. Gone. Tragically. Right. And we need to change. This has to change. How long are we going to witness the loss of males between 18 and 30 in this country?
Not just males, Naughty. We're losing females as well. So, and recently we've lost kids, children.
No, I understand. I've taken nothing away from the women and the females that have been lost, nor the toddlers. But if you look at that demographic, males between 18 and 30 over the last 20 years, it's almost genocidal. We're losing generations.
On that generation. And it's something has to be done. And I don't see anybody. I don't ever want to make crime or what's going on a political thing. So I'm going to stay away from trying to criticize anybody from it. I just want to see a plan that we all can work together on and try stop this foolishness, man. I want to congratulate the opposition, Michael Pintar, who's taken the initiative and walked with a community anti-crime community group in Baynton yesterday, and I think in St. Barnabas the week before. Preaching a message of peace and let's stop this crime and let's, and basically talking one-on-one with young people and telling them, you ain't got to fight, you ain't got to do this. More of us got to do that.
I think I mentioned it all week long, and especially when this broke, and I've been saying it. Yes, we can hold the present administration accountable. You can hold the past administration accountable. You can hold the Royal Bahamas Police Force accountable to an extent, but you also have to hold Joe Public accountable as well. We make up a part of this equation. And I think we all have to come together from all branches of society and come together and unify. That's the only way we're going to get this done. It can't be splintered. We have to all be on the same page and we have to all be dedicated to making a change with this.
I agree 100%. We've all got to do it and each one of us got to do it. Each one got to touch one. We've got to do it.
And we shouldn't be, you know, reading these kind of headlines. We should be reading about the successes that this went on to and how it inspired others to do the same. But tragically, we're here now talking about another murder, and I think that was number 88 for the year. And then sadly after that, while everybody was on about that, another incident happened where a young man was doused with gasoline and set on fire.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I wasn't sure that actually, oh, man.
So we got issues. Well,
I try to talk to as many young people as I know, particularly in the area where I Chip and Arab, I want to grow up. And, you know, I tell them this. When you kill somebody, you take away everything from them that they have and everything that they will ever have. But you not only take it away from them, you take away from yourself everything that you have and everything that you will ever have. And we don't, you know, we got to think about how to control and how to have conflict resolution and how to walk away and how to just say, hey, I can deal with this a different way.
We have to make a change in that regard, Pearly. All of us, Earl, have to make a you know, conscientious effort to buy into it and don't let it rest until we see that change. At some point, we have to say enough is enough, and we're tired of this kind of headline. We want something different, you know?
I agree.
And the tragic situation, I mean, his father was killed in 2013. And yeah, his father might have been, you know, a character and had some issues, but I knew him. He was very supportive with a lot of projects that we did and so on and so forth. So I could say, you know, this is a very tragic situation. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nardi, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Guardian? Everything cool?
Thanks for life, you know?
All the time. What you got for me today?
You know, it's very obvious. It's crime in the Bahamas, right? Seems like we only want to address us. You see, but see, the murder's the tree. You know, those are the crimes of the seas. You know, from even the crime of vagrancy. You know, vagrancy, that's a crime of the unemployed, more than most likely. And we have to address every crime. You know, and the reason why these crimes are happening. You see, so that's the issue. You know, the other day the Prime Minister talked about not interdiction of crime, reason for crime. You see, but you know, that it was an echo, you know, in the media. Any media. You see, we think that we just need to deal with the interdiction of murder. You know, and then we talked, I think you said something about conflict resolutions. And we have politicians that can't resolve conflicts. You understand me?
But Gardner, yeah, we talk about it and we've identified it and we recognize it, but now we have to do something about it. And we have to say, look, if there are issues with conflict resolution and we do have ministers that have issues, we need to get them to help.
Right, so
they know how to resolve these conflicts, and the example can be set. I mean, we have people in key leadership positions. They know how to handle and hold their head.
See, there are X amount of murders, right? All are not the amount of murders are drug related. You see,
at this stage, Gardner, I know some are drug related. I know some are gang related. Some are crimes of passion. But at the end of the day, we still have 88 murders, and we're in August.
Right, and how many armed robberies we have?
Exactly, and in one instance, you hear crime going down in certain aspects, but going up in others. We need an actual, factual, statistical data so we know what we're up against.
Why are people doing these armed robberies? That's because of conflict resolution? That's because, come on, we got to be honest with ourselves.
Well, listen, hold on now. You're talking about murder, and I'm saying, in the majority of the cases, when you have murders, you have issues of conflict resolution because people decided to take it into their own hands. As far as robbery goes, that's a separate entity altogether.
That's also the
reasons behind armed robbery do not initially say that they turn out to be armed robbery at first. They may lead to murder eventually, but initially it's armed robbery what they're after in that instance. So we got to break down each section of crime, each segment of crime, and get at it how it needs to be done, Gardner. We can't just keep throwing a blanket over it.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that we have to deal with all crime and reason for crime.
Exactly.
We have to be honest with ourselves. Remember the young about his father and, and, and how his father did notorious things to make a living? Hello?
Yeah, I just mentioned it before you came on. I knew his father.
Right. And see, but you know what they would do? They would do a report and segment that out, take that segment out. You understand me? Out of it. You see, people are doing crime to make a living. So how do you replace? We need to replace that activity of that crime to make a living. You see?
I understand what you're saying. There needs to be more opportunities, especially within the inner cities, with job programs and so on and so forth,
right, and
education
to allow
these youngsters some different options.
You know I'm a builder, right? Right? And I have young men. One of those young men that got killed in Camp Road the other day, several of them got killed one time. One of them works with me. I mean, that's a hard-working young man. But the system is that, you know, these guys can't make a livable wage in construction. It ain't that they don't have the BTBI. Learning on the job is more for them than going to the
BTBI. But Gordon, there's multiple layers to that onion. Now you have the young man that's qualified from BTBI but can't earn a livable wage because we have cheap labor coming in from elsewhere, and Bahamians cut off Bahamians' nose in spite of their face for the cheap labor.
Right.
And here we have the problem.
Right. So this is what we fail to realize that, BTVI, man, we got men out there, young men that have on the job. They get more on the job than they just BTVI and still can't get a livable wage. And they frustrated. And many of them go on the street selling drugs. Some of them are potential terrorists, some of them don't.
I hear you, Donnie. You're making some good points, but your phone breaking up right now. But you are making some really good points. And like I said, it is systemic, and we got to figure out how to get within the inner city communities to get better programs, solid programs.
On interdiction of murder and conflict resolutions, man. The livable wage is a resolution, is a conflict.
All right.
You see? And, you know, we need to stop this, man. We need to be real. We like to talk, but discrimination and you know, the equality of women. But what about discrimination of the poor? Thank you, man.
All right, man. Gardner, always good to hear from you and always good points. Let me check this text, and then I'll let Earl chime in and get his two cents on the situation. Good day, Naughty. If nothing else comes out of this heinous and tragic murder of Omar Davis Jr., there is a good opportunity to submit to the Privy Council what we regard as the worst of the worst, hanging these cold-blooded demons who feel they hold the power over life and death. So, I know you've been listening there, Earl. What was your... Two cents on that scenario right there as we wrap up the headliners.
I think the system causes, all right, let's say you convicted of a sentence because you did this crime. You don't appeal until I read the death sentence, then you wait 2-3 years, you appeal, and then you run out of time, and then I have to commute your thing to life or whatever. I think the system needs to be tighter, the system needs to be more fixed. And if the system calls for capital punishment, if you do that, you start the process immediately. So the appeal process, so we get whatever has to be dealt with, is dealt with in the 2-3, within the 5-year plan. But right now, I tell you, so long, there's no fair, nobody cares anything. People tell you, you go stand on the head for these 5 years in prison and then get out on an appeal or get out commuted, and then they walk around. The system is the problem, and we need a lot of work to be done with our criminal system.
Naughty, here's a text to Naughty, but that's where the government comes in with laws and ways to control the illegals and the immigrants that Bahamians hire for cheap labor, causing other long-term issues that affects the whole country. Well, text, when has the government come in? I still see, you know, stuff being done, but we still have this problem going on. So what have we really done with teeth that we put in effect to deal with this? Because it's still happening. So I get your point. In a utopian world, that's what really should happen. But we're in the Bahamas, so when is it going to happen should be the question. Naughty, obviously it's true that the Bahamians have perpetuated the illegal immigrants issue by hiring them. But that's why we elect MPs to fix with legislation. But hey, what if some of those businessmen that are hiring the illegals on the cheap are big campaign party contributors? You really think those MPs are going to do something? You really think they're going to roll down our road? Really? From what we see? I don't know. Pearly, what's your take on that? Earl Thompson.
Leave ain't in that one. Leave me on that one.
You ain't touching that one. You leave that one alone.
No.
All right. No. Well, let's slide into the buzz. I brought you
quite. I can do that. If somebody else is on, they have to answer you. I don't have to do that because I ain't trying to get nobody to vote for me.
Right. All right, let's slide into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Hughes. And this stuff we could talk about because it's buzzing today that have really been blowing up across social media. And John Hughes reminds you they have everything that you need for back to school, all of your back to school needs, all right, for kids and for teachers. In addition to that, in addition to your fast fashions, your workwear, and all the accessories to go along with, John's now has small home appliances and cookware as well. All right, so be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, at John's, serving you is a pleasure. All right, hey, Naughty, hanging will slow down these murderers. Our governments are scared to hang. It's plain and simple. Here's another one. Naughty, they need to new legislation and enforcement of it. And then that's where the citizens come in and we agitate. If the government does not change, we need to agitate for the change. All right, you have good points you're making today. As we wrap up, though, like I said, from the headliners brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, Into the Buzz brought to you by John Shoes, two things have come across the radar. First and foremost, from this morning, everybody been up in arms and hullabaloo, 29 work permits granted for lifeguards, foreign lifeguards. Now, I got to put out a call right now. And you see, the world is go 360 there, Earl. One of my biggest, one of my good friends in life. You know what I mean? Sports buddy. We worked together for years. We don't see eye to eye politically all the time. But like Dave Major from the PLP, okay? Dave worked with me for years at Breezes, Pool and Beach, correct? All right. Mm-hmm. So between Dave and his expertise, knowing the system, you know, with Pool and Beach, with the towels, with the lifeguards, with the Sun Cats, with all of the non-motorized water sports that he ran at that operation, and me with entertainment being certified, that's two people right now that I know are certified, qualified lifeguards. Now we only need to find 27 more. And you don't think we could find 27 displaced lifeguards or people certified from the hospitality industry?
I think in defense of Robert, he said they couldn't find any.
Wait a minute now.
The lifeguards aren't registering. They're not signing up. They're not applying. And some men, they do apply. And I'll tell you a story. I've assisted young men to get an interview or apply. And when they go there, they couldn't do the 12 laps, or they couldn't do a certain amount of laps in the pool.
No, hear me out. Now, there's two things.
So all I'm saying is, they're not registering with the unemployment agency or wherever you they're not registering, Department of Labor.
Now.
They're not registering, so people look for them. I can't find you.
I took that into consideration, you know, because I just want to criticize. Okay. I want to solve. I want to help, you know, render solutions. Mr. Farquharson, he's got his situation there at Labor. He's got a lot to deal with. And I'm thinking maybe the information was not disseminated entirely effectively how it should have been. Meaning, let's use this show as a platform. 2 weeks a month, you know, the 15th and the 30th moving forward, I want to give updates from the Department of Labor of jobs that are available to Bahamians and also lead Bahamians to register with the Department of Labor so they can be placed. Because if you do register, look at Exuma. They place 52 from their agency in Exuma with work at the hotel. So if you are registered, they will find jobs for you.
I know the Department of Labor used to do something on the community announcements on dead and ass.
But
I don't know if they still do that.
We need to bulk that up because Joe Public here in the Bahamas, if you put it in the data, it may not be read because people don't read all the time. Social media, we got to hit the airwaves. We got to hit the dailies. And all they need is, you know, one or two, like, blasts on social media. Like, when you had the present prime minister when he was in, you know, opposition, my grandparents was raised as subsistence farmers in Cat Island. And you had the Sawyer one to ad nauseum. I had COVID. You remember that one? So you just need to have some of them blasting out. Bahamians, if you're qualified, we have the following jobs open.
While I agree with you. But we also, as who looking for job, we need to be a little more aggressive and go out and try find one too. Or try get some assistance in applying or whatever. Don't sit back and say, man, I ain't got no job.
No. We as Joe Public need to be ready. Proper resume, everything, man. That's a given. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, what's good, man?
What's going on,
Naughty? Everything's solid. Naughty, why are we flaming and pretending like we don't know what's going on when it comes to issuances or work permits? The system hasn't changed in any way. These people have their folks already set aside for these jobs. In instances, they list these prerequisites, have to speak 27 different languages. I don't know, be able to lift But Superman, the nonsense is for Superman.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend.
Leap a tall building in a single bound.
Naughty. If anybody in this town is serious about finding more than 30 lifeguards, Raymond Farquharson at the Betty, Kelly Swimming Complex, he's a trained extraordinaire. So if the Department of Labor was serious about lifeguards, that is no excuse.
I got Texas chiming in right now. Naughty, that's complete garbage. I'm a certified lifeguard, and I never heard about any kind of promotion about lifeguards being needed.
Exactly, Naughty. Exactly, because guess what? When there are giveaways to be had, or even a job fair or something like that, put the onus on these people. Bahamians need work. Hey. Why are we entertaining this garbage and slamming and pretending like we don't know what has happened with the issuances of work permits in this town?
We got to now agitate as Joe Public and let the administration of the day and the opposition today know that we do wield
the
power.
No personal attack on him. Bahamians could be as aggressive as they want, could be as qualified as they want. There is no need for many posts where folks from other places hold offices and employment in this town. And even when they do, and legitimately they have a reason to be here, the Department of Immigration is clear on a Bahamian being identified to take over the post if it's that type of a scenario, and we let it fall through the cracks. Tell your boy, stop that nonsense.
He right there, man. He right there. You can back
tell your boy, stop that, please.
I got the answer
and
back. He right there.
From no joke, smoke. I've worked in the industry, Naughty. You could tell him off air. That's utter garbage. But, Naughty, when you talk about addressing crime, and I noticed one of your previous callers mentioned the Privy Council, if Bahamians really won't get bothered, I almost say the wrong word, look at who sits on the Privy Council. And why wearing the responsibility of our leaders that we elect and allow them to defer their responsibility to different places? Google it, Naughty, and see who sits on the Privy Council and how they get appointed. Thanks for taking my call.
Good points, man, Knowledge. Good points. And I'm going to let Earl, respond back. I mean, early Knowledge had a point there for you saying, you know, sometimes, no matter how aggressive you are, the system is still, you know, the system. So what you got to say on that?
The system is, I agree, the system is, I'm not saying what I'm saying is the right thing, is the ultimate thing to do or the perfect thing to do. I'm saying some of us, and I rephrase myself, and I stand corrected, Knowledge, some of us need to be a little more aggressive, but the system is messed up. The system needs to be fixed. I agree with that 100%. I ain't running away from that part of it. But let's not put it all on the system. That's all I think that's what I'm trying to do. All give our equal amount of, whether the system has an 80% pardon, this will have a 5%, it doesn't matter to me. We should just pull all up to take the collective blame. Let's all do that and let us all collectively try to fix it.
I got some text for you real quick. Good day, Naughty. Until the unaffected are affected, we won't see any changes on crime. And the thing is, if we don't have Bahamians with that skill, we do have Bahamians. We do have the Bahamas Training and Vocational Institute. Let's train our people. Let's identify those that may be interested, like graduating students who aren't going to university, for example. Or we have Bahamians working besides these persons with a view to replacing them once trained and qualified. More proactiveness and organization is needed. What else we got? They also said that they're looking for teachers. I got a friend who was hired as a teacher from last year, but public services began dragging the letter for almost a year and still hasn't been called back yet to start, so they ain't that serious. And I've heard they got some foreign teachers now being brought in, and as Bahamians are put, we have some foreign teachers now in the schooling system, so I got to look into that. Allegedly, that's what's going on there.
You should look in. Yeah, but I think it's not a, and I'm, I see, because I got to be careful now. This, when I talk about sports a little more, I think it's not just across the board teachers. I think it's some specific areas of expertise. I think it's some weaknesses in sciences and some other subject areas like that they need more teachers in. So whether some teachers have been dragged to feet, I can't say that. But and if they're bringing in foreign teachers, it'd be interesting to see if that's the type of, if they're bringing in a math teacher or a natural science or a biology teacher. I would like to know that. And I'd like to know if they can get more specific as to where the shortage of teachers are. But as you know, I'm pretty certain I could hope that we got a pretty good crop of English and literature teachers and other type teachers, but the shortage could be the sciences and maybe the applied sciences. So it'll be interesting to see.
Look at some of these texts right here, there, Earl. Naughty, I've seen many lifeguards and other positions jobs posted over the past 8 months. from a major cruise line operating out of a family island as well as for a resort. All postings, however, were via LinkedIn, which seemingly fewer non-white-collar workers even know about. Bahamas Department of Labor job portal emails many Bahamians specifically, especially if they have ever applied for unemployment. So if they don't know about it, they do. All right, well, hopefully they'll continue to do that and get the information out, but it needs to be on a broader scale anyway, because we need to get it out to the masses so everybody knows. Good day, Naughty. I'm a certified, qualified, and experienced in the petroleum industry. I, along with many young Bahamian men who are registered with the Labor Department, but Labor Department to this day is issuing and renewing work permits whilst unemployment is at an all-time low. There you go. And if you're qualified, you should definitely get that gig. All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We're going to be talking with Earl Thompson on some historic events that are happening tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And you callers who are chiming in, if you'd be so patient, we'll pick you up right on the flip side of the break, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're to start off the first hour of my Talking Heads. Good stuff.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
Back to school time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. The Thursday edition continues, and I got to take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. It's all about the tomato pesto grilled cheese sandwich going on at Dunkin'. It features oven-roasted tomatoes, pesto spread, and white cheddar on that toasted sourdough bread. flavors that are bold and bright, and it's definitely, you know, it's a party in your mouth. I enjoy it. It's a great sandwich, so you definitely want to check that out, along with your favorite coffees, hot or cold, your coladas, your donuts, your favorite other sandwiches at Dunkin'. They're waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and two out at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. And Earl, the floor is all yours on the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I know tomorrow's a big day for you, the 19th.
Tomorrow, August 19th, celebrates the 30th anniversary of the first FNM, Free National Movement's victory at the polls. After 25 years of PLP rule.
30 years already?
Yeah, and I looked at the
30 years already?
And I had no grade. Dear, I had absolutely no grade that day.
Dear God. As
compared to now.
30 years. But I, listen, but one thing I must say, you know, I think back 30 years ago on that victory, that was something that kind of opened up the door for me. The opportunity for airwaves to be opened up. It was more than one radio station, more than one channel, and the rest is history. I think I had a pretty good run once I got an opportunity to get into the game. So I would always thank the FNM administration for that, for sure. 30 years ago, opening up the airwaves, give me a chance to put my college degree to work. I appreciate it. Good stuff. And a lot of comedy, too, along the way. Mr. Ingram had some of the best one-liners ever. Ever.
I know. But it's historical. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and I said, you know, there are some major things that have happened in this country, you know, independence, majority rule, Black Tuesday, and the Free National Movement's victory at the polls is a very historical moment for the history of the Bahamas. This changed politics in the Bahamas. It was government in the sunshine. It changed a lot of thought that opened the waves, as you said, private radio, brought that to TV, pictured like driver's license. I always talk, I don't know why I bring that up all that, but pictured driver's license and a lot of different initiatives, all right? Not initiatives, changed the whole scope of tourism in the country, brought it back to, you know, maybe at the doldrums, with Atlantis coming to the Bahamas and others. Some good things have happened to the country since 1992, and a lot of our history is not just what the PLP or other standards, what the PLP, the FNM, and a lot of other behemoths have done to make this country a much better country than it is today. And tomorrow we're going to do some celebrating in a real kind of way. Of course, the church service will be on Sunday, but we're going to have a panel discussion tomorrow talking about what we call it a midday power. It's going to be 1 o'clock. It's a midday power panel discussion, and it's going to talk about August 19th and what that election meant and what the Free National Movement has meant to the country. We're going to have former Speaker Alvin Smith, have the first woman elected to Parliament, Dame Janet Boswick. We're going to have former Attorney General and first he was elected in the Ingram administration in 92, Carl Bethel. And then we're going to have who we all affectionately call Madam Speaker. The first female speaker, Italia Johnson, is going to be on the panel discussion from 1 to 3. It's going to be at the headquarters. It's going to be a really, Bravo. Really, really interesting.
Papa was busy. Eh?
No. Be patient, my son.
Okay.
Be patient, my son. And then later in the afternoon, we're gonna have a government in the sunshine discussion with Papa. Where we're gonna talk that FNMs and led by Anthony Newbold, they're gonna talk to Papa about what it meant to come into the FNM, what it meant to bring sunshine government, to govern in the sunshine to the country. I'm excited about that. I'm trying to get a front row seat because I think that's going to be a really, really interesting discussion.
And I think it's going to be candid coming from Mr. Ingram because, to tell you the truth, considering that the present prime minister made some comments a couple of weeks ago about his, you know, contributions and what his government did, I think, you know, you never give Papa the microphone last. You understand what I'm saying? And he got the microphone last in this case, so I'm looking forward to his contributions and hear exactly, you know, the breakdown. But
I'm excited about it. I'm excited. A lot of FNMs and a lot of behemoths are excited about it. It's going to be a really, really good discussion. I like to encourage young people to come and listen and talk to this because I was there. I was a part of the movement. I worked with the Honorable Tommy Turnquest, and I was a part of that movement. I know that feeling. I know when it was declared the victory, and my mom hugged me, and it was pouring rain on Mackey Street, and people are being soaked, and nobody was going home. I experienced that. Two great experiences. As a little boy, I've experienced. I don't remember the experience of majority rule. I vaguely remember some of that with McGowan, my dad, and being a part of that and seeing things happen. But independence and the FNM's victory in 92 are the two things that I remembered, I felt as, and been a part of. So I know a lot of young people, the 30-somethings and the 40-somethings, should come out and listen and hear what Papa got to say and get a good history.
Listen, I could be honest with you, Nato. You need to do something with Papa Shooter. Papa Shooter was a little dirty on social media yesterday. You all make sure he shine up, okay? Minutes can't we'll have cleaner sure shoes than Papa, all right? Because when, it comes to the Huberts, there's only one Hubert, you know, that counts.
That's true. I'm going to make sure. He tried to get me in trouble.
No, you didn't say it. Hold on. You didn't say it. I said it.
Let me say this. I'm going to say this. While this is a celebration of the FNM's first victory in August 19, 1992, this is not just a celebration for the FNM. This is a celebration for the Bahamas as well. But that's part of history. A lot of what the FNM has done affected all Bahamians. Because of the FNM, I could pick up this Samsung Ultra Notebook 20 and be able to call and do things all over the world.
Speaking of course, we got
I could be talking to you on Zoom right now.
All right.
I can be on. We all have benefited from the works. But of course, and never take away the PLP has done for the country and what Celinda has done. You never can take away from that. So let's get that straight right now.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick, Pearly, before we get to the news. Let me get these two in real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I appreciate you holding. Who's this?
Hey, Nadi, this is Gardner again.
What you got? Quick, Gardner, because I got another call coming. What else you got?
Let me get you out of call.
No, go ahead. I'm telling you, go. I mean, you like Boston. You like to run no offense, but you got no up-tempo game whatsoever.
They talk about the media, right, and the media opening, right? But then there's the media still, what you call it, right-wing media. You know, like in the U.S., you have the left media and you have the right-wing media.
But Gordon, I look at it like this. You've now got multiple media outlets sources to criticize. Back in the day, you only had one, and you know how that was going to go, and you know if certain people was in out of news, it was going to get doctored.
But they all have the same economic principle. The same economic principle. There's no difference between the FNM and the PLP. You see what you guys talk about, Atlantis. You know what I'm saying? The PLP, it's the same thing.
And ain't nobody done nothing for the ghetto youth, because I know you can say that after
ghetto youth. It's all about servitude. They just, you know, make us slaves, servants. You know, that's what they do to us. Rather than them being the servants, they made us the servants.
Wait, one thing about you, Gardner, you passionate 24/7 on this, but you don't let that go at all.
You just talk about the hanging and the like, right? That ain't an issue, man. They could send people to jail for life without parole. Why don't they just do that? You see, they feel like imprisoning all the murderers and think that's gonna stop the murderers. They got a thing coming, bro. That ain't how it go. That ain't how life go. Murder's been around from time. You see, they all kind. You get a kind. What about this drug thing? This war on drugs. That's this war on black people. What about that? Why are we still dealing with that? War on drugs. Why are we still incriminating you for drugs? You understand me? There's all kind of crime. There's extortion. We ain't did this extortion.
Donnie, you're making some good points, but we could go back and forth on this all day, all right?
No.
Because, like I say, you're making good points, but these are to be discussed. But 30 seconds before I got to get to the news,
right? Who your guests talk about, right? All of them want to do the hanging. All of them thinking one way. All of them want the right. That's it. That's what I'm saying. You get tentedness now. Thank you.
All right, let's get to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Appreciate your patience. Make it quick. Who's this?
Yeah, Nadia, how you doing? I can make this quick, okay?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm fine. With all that's happening in this country, our leaders need not to come to the media and say nothing. Just go and parliament and do something. Because it's only going to be very frightening to be living in this country.
So you crying for less talk and more action.
More action, thanks.
And keep chiming in. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break, get into the news. On the flip side of the news, I'll give you an answer to the trivia. We'll wrap things up with Earl Thompson, and then we'll let him put on his sports hat, and we'll take a break, and he'll come back as Earl the Pearl. We'll talk Yankee baseball. Did you see that Grand Slam walk-off last night there, Mr. Pearly?
I can't remember. I don't remember seeing
it. You don't recall. Let's go to the break.
No, I remember. No, that was great. No, that was fantastic. Because I thought it was like, Ben, Tampa Bay went up by three. I was like, okay, this one over. And I was like, oh, my
God. That was the big walk-off Grand Slam home run to just lit the fire under the Yankees and go wake us up. That was the wake-up call, my brother. And Stanton coming back next week? Boy, you cut me. I bleed pinstripes. How about that? Let's go to the break.
Become that guy.
I'm coming. I'm going to become that dude. Douchebagula is on the way. Watch out.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sip an ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegance. Taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big with Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Listen Radio 96.9 News Smart Talk all day.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people. And only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 5:10 p.m. is the time. We're back at you on the flip side of the news. All right. For those of you who inquired about the answer to the trivia, y'all gave me some good answers for the trivia. All right. I cannot tell you a word of lie. Y'all gave me some good ones. Dirty shoes, grills, gold teeth, sandals, underwear that's not brief, clogs, face powder or makeup, G-string, color contact lenses, ankle monitoring brace. That's a good one. Braces on teeth. Boy, I tell you, your mind went everywhere. But a lot of y'all don't like clogs, eh? A lot of y'all don't like clogs. Wow, 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 wow. But anyhow, that's not it at all. Y'all way off. Apparently now, apparently, according to this latest survey, the ladies don't like y'all fellas in them tight up jeans. One woman said it looked like they got camel toe. Yeah. And like, the last time I checked, the only dudes allowed to have camel toe are flight attendants. And they're trained for that. You know, they train them specifically for that. Huh?
You got to be kidding me. All right,
yeah, so it's tight pants, but that's pretty. Some of these tight pants that these dudes got on today, I was wondering how they could breathe.
I ain't got that kind of.
I'm old school, but it got to be a little baggy. You understand what I'm saying? And the top portion, like only the band of my boxers will show. And then it's right underneath there. Ain't no underneath the booty and prison style and none of that garbage either.
You really want to be describing this right now? Because it's really...
No, because I mean, the youth took that whole Carl Carney, Tommy Hill figure, FUBU, What else? We had a Nautica. We had some dope lines back in the day, man. I mean, a polo. Come on.
We had
the right swag to it. This jailhouse swag took it over, bro. It kind of ruined it. So when you saw one of these tied up pants today, that would look good on my wife. Or, if I had a daughter, maybe on my daughter, but not on a dude. So I agree with the women. Get rid of these tight up pants, man. Get rid of them.
You ain't got to work for me. You ain't gonna send me none.
No. Listen to this, Dexter. Naughty.
I ain't got nothing about that. But those tight pants, bro. No.
Dexter, you just hit me up and say you forgot Ann One. I forgot Ann One because Ann One didn't hit up on my list. You understand what I'm saying? Didn't make the cut with me. But if it made the cut with you, props to you, man, Professor. It's all good. And if you like on one, you'll catch the professor reference.
Members only.
All right. So we got to get into today in sports history, Pearly.
Let me say, one more, I just want to say, on Sunday, we're going to have we give God thanks for everything. So we're going to have a church service at Evangelistic Temple on Collins Avenue at 3 p.m. Invite people to join us there. F&Ms and Bahamians to join us there. And on Saturday, we have a little bit of fun. We have a grill and chill in the backyard of the headquarters and Bahamian foods and music and all that, so people are invited to come up there. So we're excited about celebrating 38 years of victory. It's on 1 o'clock tomorrow, Papa at 6 p.m. Grill and chill on Saturday, and of course, give thanks to the Lord our Savior on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the Evangelistic Temple. God be the glory.
Okay, we got that out of the way.
Thank you very much, sir.
Be good. All right.
Now, sad to say, if you parlayed my Dodgers today, you're in problems.
Yeah, I know. Thank God I took them over.
But I'm gonna go on.
And I'll take 5-3.
And watch them lambaste Dave Roberts and cuss the Dodgers thing and tell them we can get beat the first round of the playoffs and all that right now. He has some weak-minded Dodger fans or whatever.
Yeah, I know, but you got to put up with them because What's worse, weak-minded Dodger fans? I would take a weak-minded Dodger fan over a weak-minded Dolphin fan any day of the week.
No, when I say weak-minded now, these dudes, because we lost today, I guarantee you, they're cussing the Dodgers thing and threatening that we should fire Dave Roberts and all that stuff.
But you should, though, because he's stinking up the joint for you.
Nah, man. Listen, if you got 11 pitchers on IL and you still don't know this guy managing, he's never going to make all the right moves. Did Billy Martin make all the right moves?
Well, four times he did, because he went back.
And two, all right, and Dave Roberts get his one time so far.
All right. I get where you're going with this, Pearly. Hey, listen, the man got the best record in baseball. I only messing with you. You know, you can say what you want, but it's working. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Amen.
Sports History brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chomping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Don't forget happy hours every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you definitely want to check them out. Give them a call. See what they got going on. 377-7776. And it's always worth the well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chomping Plaza when you're going out to Naughty Johnny's. And on this day, in 1915, Braves Field was inaugurated with Boston defeating the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1. 1956, the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Braves combined for a National League record of 10 home runs. The Reds won 13-4. Bob Thurman of the Reds hit three of the home runs in that game. 1960, wow. Lou Burdett threw a no-hitter against the Philadelphia Phillies. The final score was 1-0. All right, but who did Lou Burdett play for? That would have helped. You know what I mean? So now we got to go look up in 1960 who Lou Burdett was playing for when he threw that no-hitter. 1973, Hammer and Hank Aaron set a major league record with his 1,378th extra base hit. In 1980, George Brett of the Kansas City Royals had his batting all the way to the last 2 weeks of the season. He finished up with a 390 mark. In 1980. Interesting fact with George Brett, though, only man to win batting titles in three different decades, 70s, 80s, and 90s. 1981, Herschel Walker of the University of Georgia took out an insurance policy with Lloyd's of London. The All-American was insured for $1 million. Boy, I don't think he could get insured for $1 million now, not with some of the statements he's been making. Recently, especially. What's your take on Herschel Walker there, Pearly? Early signs of CTE, maybe?
It could be.
Because he's been saying some...
I'm not... It could be. That's all I can say.
He's been saying some crazy things lately. Like, really crazy. In 1982, the longest ball game played at Wrigley Field in Chicago, Illinois, went 21 innings before the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Cubs 2-1. And it went 21 innings, but they say Harry Carey was comatose by the fourth out on Budweiser.
Probably by the seven.
1987, Earl Campbell announced his retirement from the NFL. 1992, Larry Bird, after 13 years with the Boston Celtics, announced his retirement. So look at that. Two great ones retired on the same day, 5 years apart. Earl Campbell in 87, Bird in 92. In 1995, Tom Hanke of the St. Louis Cardinals became only the seventh major league player to record 300 saves. 1996, Frank Thomas of the White Sox became the fourth player to reach 100 RBIs in each of his first six seasons. And in 1996, Wade Boggs became the 41st Major League player to get 2,000 career singles. And the quote of the day is, "I didn't say the things I said." Yogi Berra.
I like
that quote from Yogi. I didn't say the things I said. That's it. Text coming in. Naughty and Pearly, I hear your boy going to be with the Lakers for 2 more years. Thank you, Captain Obvious, for texting that in.
Yeah, don't. And with a player option, man, don't hurt my heart. Let's talk about something else, man.
Yeah, I really on that run.
Wow, that just ruined my whole day.
Buddy, let me tell you. I've been looking out at Pearly. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And still no trade at Westbrook. Kind of crazy. We'll talk about that coming up in your favorite segment of the show, Who's In and Who's Out. But right now, as we wrap up today, all Johnny's, you got to get into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about that Greek Whopper. And it's all about that $13 King's Feast, all right? The King's Feast for only $13, VAT included. You get the Greek Whopper with tzatziki sauce, all right? Feta cheese. Yes, man, it's all good. All right, in addition to that, you got the Greek spices going on with it. It comes with a small fries, a small fountain drink, three-piece mozzarella stick, strawberry cream cheese turnover, and it's available your way, either flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. And it's waiting on you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. And if we look at the home court, I tell you, boy, Pearly, got some things to talk about. We got had the potential of having all three of our NBA players on the national team. That didn't work out. Ayton's not going to be able to play for one reason or another. So kind of hampered there. But at the end of the day, still got Buddy and we still got Kai Jones doing that thing. So hopefully we make some noise within the region. But that's something.
I saw an article that. Okay, no, never mind. We'll talk about that. Go ahead. Ayton was here. I thought that's what he came home for.
Well, you say he can't play. He ain't gonna play. And his agent made the announcement. So, you know, when the agent pick up the phone, you ain't playing.
Yeah, you ain't playing. Yeah. But, you know, that's something that ain't got nothing to do with anything because it's arrangements have all been made through NBA with insurances and all that stuff for them to be allowed to play. So that's not the issue. That'll be something else.
And Ayton's sitting out against Venezuela. So he might pick up and play, you know, against other teams, but against Venezuela, he's not available, and the reason is not given. And this coming just one day after the Bahamas Basketball Federation announced that they'd have all three. Buddy and Kai Jones will be available.
Wonderful. Buddy just got to shoot the lights out.
Uh-huh. And then if you look at more basketball news, the Ole Miss Rebels are set to play in the Pink Flamingo Tournament in the Bahamas. Coach Joe happy to bring the team home, and that's going to happen Thanksgiving week. It's a time to travel home to family and friends, and this year, Bahamian women's basketball head coach at the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, you'll let Coach Yo McPhee McQuinn and the Ole Miss Lady Rebels will be coming to the Bahamas to play two games on November 21st and 23rd. They're going to be playing in the Bahama Pink Flamingo Championship. Stop. Now, you know we're going to go moonlight and have a look. But you know, come November, where the crew from the press boxes be. Bad Boy Moa's Battle for Atlantis.
I know that.
Men's and women's division.
I get it.
That's fine. But you know, I always do this because I have friends in Bahama who's freaked themselves out talking about their tournament. And I told them, it's fledgling. You know? You got Battle for Atlantis, which is like Foghorn Leghorn. I say, you're not a chicken hawk. A full-grown chicken, I am. And then, you know, you got Bahama, they the chickadees. They coming up. And good stuff. But let's be honest. You know who carries the swing that weekend? Bad Boy Moa. Battle for Atlantis, men and women. But I will let them know that I will be sneaking out to see Coach Yo, because Coach Yo all right with me. And I support Coach Yo's endeavors at Ole Miss. So, basically, I'm going to use the press pass and see you all, too. And I don't care if they give me bad seats at Bahama because I crack joke on them. I still could be there. You feel me, Pearly? We good.
I feel you. I agree with you.
That's what I'm saying. So how could we go wrong?
We can flex together.
And I just show the pass and then be like, you can talk to Mr. Thompson. He's dealing with all of this. I'm just the talent. I just show up. So yeah, that should be a good game though. One that's with that program over there in Ole Miss, you know what I mean? And they're going to play the Dayton Flyers and the University of Utah. Now, I think they'll definitely get the win against Dayton. Utah should be a good game. Last time I checked, Utah got some tall Caucasian young women, about 8 foot each. They got two of them.
Mormon girls, baby. Yeah.
I don't know if they're Mormon. I think they was imported from Scandinavia, where the sun don't never slept.
Probably so.
But like I say, two good games, though. But the fact that you could get some of the premier basketball in the world over Thanksgiving weekend in the Bahamas is just awesome. Don't you think, Pearly?
And whatever you want, yes.
The creme de la creme of men's and women's basketball, college basketball, the predominant spot, the epicenter for it is the Bahamas during Thanksgiving weekend.
It is.
And I mean, we need to look at this for what it is, though. We need to take more, you know, continue to make it grow, to continue to make it happen, because this is definitely a good look.
You know, the tournament on the Bad Boy Moa's tournament is so popular that schools can't come 2 years in a row. I think they get to go once every 3 years or something like that.
Yeah, pardon?
I said the schools can't come to Battle for Atlantis. I think only once every 3 years they can come. Am I correct?
No, no, no. They could come. They could come sooner than that if they want. But the problem is they've been scheduled. That schedule is set so far in advance. It's basically within that 2022. I highly doubt that you'll come in 2023 because your schedule's already booked. Now you got openings in 2024, 2025. So that's how that works. Not because they don't want to. It's because they're already booked and committed.
That's how popular it is. All the big boys want to come. All
right. So as we wrap up the home court, okay, we got a couple of more things we need to look at, Pearly. I got a text for you when we go to the break, though, regarding our conversation prior to the break in the 4 o'clock hour. So I'll let you touch that one as we go. Another thing I want to touch on, Ferguson to skip Regatta of Champions for OPTINAMS or Optinums. Young Bahamian sailor Craig Ferguson, who finished first in the Silver Fleet at the Optimist World Championships in Bodrum, Turkey last month, has been invited to the Regatta of Champions in Cyprus in November, featuring the top 40 Optimist sailors from around the world. But Ferguson has decided to skip the event in favor of the Optimist North American Championships here in Nassau. Smart kid. Play on the home court. Play on the home field. Let the world come to you to cut their skin. You don't have to go to the world to cut their skin. Let them come right here in the sunshine and to cut.
I think Craig been sailing before he got a war. From I know his mother worked and his mother and I worked together at ZNS at some point. I know his father well. From I know Craig, that young boy was sailing. I really believe he was sailing before he got a war.
He was sailing in the womb.
He's gonna go down as one of the greatest sailors in the world, because he's so committed and passionate about it. He's going to really come out. He's fun. That kid is.
But we got to keep an eye on this kid, man. All right? Definitely.
And I've been watching him all his life. I mean, he's been out there learning and watching him and moving up. He has really progressed.
Not since Donnie Martin.
His mother, Charlotte, and Craig, who have really committed. You know, you see the stories when you talk about them gymnasts and thinking it's how their mother would move and travel up and down with them and take them all over the place to practice and all that stuff. That's Charnette and Craig with Craig Jr.
But listen,
committed parents to their child's sport, committed to seeing him do well and doing a great job. It. Congratulations to them.
Not since Donnie Martin, but we had a world champion. And I think he has the opportunity to fill those big shoes.
Oh, great things. I expect great things out of him. There are great things coming out of him. He's really, really that good.
All right, Mr. Producer, as we go to our first break here in the 5 o'clock hour, Pearly, I'm going to give you this text from our 4 o'clock hour. I'll let you reply to it, and then we'll talk sports on the flip side, all right? But they came in so nice. Sorry. Bring the bed down for me a little bit, Mr. Producer. Sorry it's a bit late, Naughty. But after the FNM took over the reins from the PLP, neither of them for the country. We're in a worse state. Your boy Pearly is singing for his supper. Okay. And sound like this is a COI text. But anyway, I'll let Pearly answer it. Go ahead.
He has a right to say, or she, or whoever they are, have a right to say what they want to say. I don't sing for no kind of supper from nobody. I am my own man. I work out.
Because he got his own air fryer, so he will cook his own supper.
I got two, to be exact. And I work hard and put three kids to school, so they can make sure daddy always straight. I just believe in a cause, and I believe in something's going on. For them to say that this country is no better off is blasphemous. It is wrong. Both the PLP and the Free National Movement have done great things for this country. The fact that they could text you.
I was just going to say.
Freely
and complain
the fact that they can text you and tell you that freely tells us our country is much further than it was 30 years ago. Thank you very much. Let's go to the break.
There you go. Like Pearly said, let's go to the break. We'll pick it up on the flip side of the break. The Thursday edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Back to school time is here, and the great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got it.
fast. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. 5:33 p.m. is the time. And I keep a lookout for Peter. I know Peter might be trying to zoom in there, Mr. Producer. So keep an eye out for...
He texted. Still at work.
Oh, he's still at work? Oh, he's stuck. Yeah. All right, never mind. All right, cool. Well, we'll keep it moving. We'll keep it moving. Okay? Now... we got a couple of things to talk about.
With you.
Now.
Right here with you, man.
I want to look at a couple of things because.
Albert Pujols hit a grand slam today.
What say?
Albert Pujols hit a grand slam today.
Did they intentionally pitch him the ball so he could hit the grand slam?
Man, they shut out the Rockies 13-0. I don't know what they were doing. It could have been. You know, I got to see when he hit that, you know, because that could have been when, like, you know, when they bring, like, that outfielder to pitch, who's lobbed the ball, like, pitch back.
I mean, St. Louis was, the Cardinals was beating them from early 10 to nothing.
Well, he would have hit that. He probably hit that in the second inning, because they scored second inning, he hit that.
They was up early. They was up early and fast and furious.
He hit that in the bottom of the third inning.
And they was up early. They were, I mean, what was the final score in that game? 14-3?
13-0, eh?
Or 13-0?
Yeah. No.
Oh, wait a minute. The Astros beat the White Sox 13-5. St. Louis won 13-0. 13 is the number of the day. Texas beat Oakland 10-3. That's another 13. Boy, look here. Anyhow.
Don't get me in that. Don't get me in that. I don't do that.
We can leave that just like that. But anyhow.
Oh, yeah. 10-3 and 13. Ooh, okay.
You got to look at all the numerology, how they're falling there, Pearly. Lots of numerology.
I got a good friend. I'm going to point this out to right now.
All right. So as we exit out of the home court, we're going to get into your favorite segment, Who's In and Who's Out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And be sure to check them out, man. They're open until 6. So if you're in the, you know, Rosetta, Mackey Street area, pop on in, grab you one. The original Bahamian gyros, jerk chicken, crack lobster, crack conch, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies, and don't forget the famous jerk chicken salad. And of course, the bowls going on at Tropical Gyros as well. All right, see what all the buzz is about. See why, you know, they're doing big things with Arawak. See why they're going to be coming to a neighborhood real soon near you. All right, pop on in and get you some Tropical Gyros today. And as we look at who's in and who's out, Pearly, I don't know if you want to start with the NFL. Because our big story out of the NFL, definitely out of there. Should have shut his mouth and taken the 5-game suspension. Out of there for 11, Deshaun Watson. Cleveland Browns quarterback.
I told you 8 to 10 games. I told you never going to be a full year. 11, no, it wasn't Deshaun Watson who did it. That was the compromise. That had to be the compromise.
Well, I don't know what it is.
All right. He was given 6. He was given 6.
And then?
Then NFL wanted 17. What the middle of the road is? 5 more. Let me get 11. I was thinking 8 to 10. I really thought it would have been 10 games. He would have been suspended. 11, okay, fine. That's what it is. What it makes it look is, I think this makes the NFL look pretty dumb.
And that's Goodell, though.
You ain't get your year. You ain't get your full year. You going to appeal this now?
Pardon? You broke
NFL,
up.
Will they now appeal this because they didn't get their full year?
You know, listen. Goodell did some foolishness like this with Ezekiel Elliott, you know. They dropped the charges. There was no case to answer. They proved the young lady was telling a falsehood. And he still suspended him 6 games. Costing him a rushing title and us a playoff berth. I mean, come on.
And they fined him $5 million. And my thing about it, and before I say what I said, I want people to understand. I don't support anything that he's done. I don't believe in anything like that. I believe in the respecting of a female, respecting of each other. I don't believe in no kind of physical violence. One time ago when I was a young boy, I hit my sister, my daddy was all over me. And I grew up understanding that you don't touch women in a like that. That's me. That's how I am. However, if you do an investigation and they don't find a reason to charge him, what is the personal conduct? Your sexual preferences or how you have the roughness of the sex you do or whatever it is? I'm not, and don't get me wrong, I'm not judging. I'm just asking. What is the definition of that? What are they describing it if he's not any critic? They didn't find any reason to charge him criminally.
Listen, but, you know how I feel about Goodell. Yes, okay? And to personally, you want me to be honest with you, Earl? I think that, and I'm going to say this, and it might ruffle some feathers, but the NFL has always tried to keep the African-American or black quarterback down. And even when they've come to prominence and played the position at a high level, they always find a way to find a chink in their armor and a major detraction or bring them down. Michael Vick, Steve McNair, Lord bless the dead, Randall Cunningham, RG3, guys who had moments, even Donovan McNabb, if you want to look at bigger bodies of work, guys who played the position well for years. Look how they've attacked them. Look how they've found ways to bring them down. Cam Newton, okay? Lamar Jackson. It burns them, white America or some football purist, that the most predominant position in sports, most, you know, superstar position in NFL is now being taken over by minority quarterbacks. Why do you think they've made the shrine to Brady? That no matter how good you minority quarterbacks get, whether you're African-American, whether you're Latino-American, Samoan-American, Hawaiian-American, you aren't going to get good old plain Jane, all-American apple pie Tom Brady. You'll never be better than Tom.
My blue-eyed wabba.
And that's what it is. And every chance they get to keep down an African-American quarterback, they will. And Goodell is the chief protagonist of it. Every chance he gets to go in on an African-American quarterback, he does.
How much did Roethlisberger suspend it? Was he? How much he was?
Roethlisberger not only was accused of rape, he was found, I think, it's a technical way of finding you guilty of something, but you're not really guilty. You know that kind of way? It's one of those outs that they have in America in their legal system. And I find the correct terminology for it, but everybody knows far and wide that they used to call him Ben Roofiesberger.
Yes.
Because he was famous for the roofie.
Yes.
Listen, a lot of people don't know this, but Hey, you could let Peter in. Peter zoomed in. You could check Peter. He got some time. Even Peyton Manning, in his time at Tennessee, was known to do some crazy things with female trainers. But you never heard too much about it because it was Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Had that been a brother playing quarterback at that unit, had that been T. Martin, who won a national championship after Peyton left Tennessee and was African-American, had T. Martin done it, different story. So, I you know, and Peter's chiming in now. Peter's a big fan of the quarterback position. What's your take on
offensive line?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think he likes the O-line more than quarterback, but don't put it out there.
What's
your take on the whole Deshaun Watson scenario now? 6-game suspension, gone to 11.
I heard a rumor last week. If it was 8 or more games, the Browns would go after Jimmy Garoppolo. Nobody on planet Earth believes Jimmy Garoppolo will be on the roster for game one for the 49ers. They can't afford it. It's $26 million. So when you ask Kyle Shanahan, how is Jimmy G doing? And his response is, when your head coach's response is, well, he came in sometime this morning, did some good work, and he left. That tells you that guy he's describing is not important to that football team. He's just hanging out until he gets traded. But teams are thinking, hey, they got to cut him. And rightfully so. You can't carry him for $26 million. You can't. You got to pay Deebo Samuel. You got to pay other people. So I think they cut him, and the Browns swoop in to get him. And he backs up until Watson's ready to go. That's a smart play, and that was a rumor I heard last week.
I heard the same rumor.
I heard that to a point too, but I don't think that's the case, because they got a couple other backups, Rosen and a couple other people, Jacoby Brissett, that they're going to try and make it work with, and I think Garoppolo.
No, they were going to try and make it work with them over 6 games. Now 11 games, that's basically 2/3 of your season.
Right. See, with 6 games, you win 3, you lose 3. Okay, you're fine. 11 games, what? You win 5 and you lose 6? So he's got to come in and win all the rest of the games? That's tough. That NFC North, you got, well, the Steelers aren't, no, they're not going anywhere. But you got the Ravens, you got the Bengals. I mean, whew. And then you got the AFC West, which is loaded. So,
Peter,
you got to assume
excuse me, Peter. Sorry, I'm sorry to disturb you. So you said something quickly and you flew right over it. You said the Steelers are what? I didn't hear that.
No, the Steelers are rebuilding their O-line, figure out what they have at a quarterback position. For those who things figured out, they'll be, next year, they'll be ready to go. And they can't.
So
I mean, they're running back.
Not, so you're
listen,
telling me
listen.
The Steelers will not make the playoffs?
No, there's no way they can. Understand, okay. Understand, no. Please. No, let me explain. I'll explain why. They're Najee Harris, their superstar running back, who he has better hands than Derrick Henry. And Derrick Henry was catching post routes at the Alabama Pro Day when he came out. Okay, catching post routes 30 yards down the field. Derrick Henry can catch passes. Najee Harris has better hands than Derrick Henry. That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
But Najee Harris ran the ball 300 plus times last year and caught the ball. I think the total number of touches was like 280. That's not viable. It's not. That's not viable. So when the running back has, it's like, it's the Saquon Barkley problem. That's why Saquon's hurt every year, because everyone around him is average or below average. Najee Harris, when your offense flies that much on a running back, you're not going anywhere, just because there's no way you could. Adrian Peterson in Minnesota. Load up the box, and Barry Sanders in Detroit. Load up the box, and yo, I'll bring 9 people down. Why? Because I don't care about your passing game. Y'all can't complete a 5-yard slant to a guy who's uncovered.
Listen,
I'm not afraid of
you. I just want to interject something there. You just brought up Najee Harris, and that's a great point there, Peter. I just want to let y'all know something, man. They got a running back in Pittsburgh right now, Master Teague, who played at Ohio State. Not too much hype coming out. He making big noise in Steeler camp. You might have a wicked two-headed monster at running back this year to protect that young quarterback in Pittsburgh. And don't be surprised if Pittsburgh gets back to the old, grimy 17-14, 20-13 kind of wins. Ugly, but effective. Just remember I said it.
Well, the problem is that their defense wasn't good last year. They couldn't stop the run. And Carl Joseph, who's their safety, they brought in a strong safety. Safety they got from the Raiders. Well, didn't get it from the Raiders. The Raiders did not re-sign him. And he came in off the street. He's a free agent, came in to be the strong safety. He's hurt already.
Okay. You had a lot of injuries last year on that defense that are going to be back. But, yeah, Joseph is a big loss because he was just a big offseason addition.
And I'm hearing Devin Bush isn't even running with the starters. And he's their stud middle linebacker. Apparently, he's fallen out of favor. I don't know if it may be for that one practice. But that's not a good sign.
That was a practice incident, all right? That was a practice incident.
So he's a bit of a – he's underachieving. That's why they brought in Flores, who was a linebacker guru. So – and the defensive line was suspect last year. And they like to say, oh, well, they're going to be okay. Well, you got T.J. Watt, for Christ's sake, on one side. So what are the rest of y'all doing? You know, it's like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's going off. And I'm like, so what are the rest of y'all doing? Because y'all are down 10. It's like T.J. Watt's got 20-something sacks. What are the rest of y'all doing? And he's stopping the run. So what are the rest of y'all doing? So, but getting back, they can't, like Earl was saying, they can't chance it over 11 games. Because it's not just their division. The AFC West is loaded. Yeah, like I said yesterday, AFC West could send four teams to the playoffs. They could. They're that good. So, which means that Cleveland isn't competing. I think Cincinnati wins the division. Everyone knows that. I think that's you know. But Cleveland's competing. Hey, you know, are we going to have a better record than the Broncos? Or the Raiders? Or the Chargers? You see where this is going, right? All of a sudden, it's going to be tough. So can we beat, are we going to have a better record than them after 11 games? Probably not. And at that point, are you that far gone? Because remember, injuries happen. So let's say, okay, we're doing okay after let's see, you run Jacoby Brissett. I love Jacoby Brissett. I liked him a lot at New England, and I just feel he always got a raw deal wherever he went. But he needs help. Everyone does. It's a team sport. So let's say he comes in and they're 4-2 after six games. That's fantastic. When Nick Chubb goes down, he's not Deshaun Watson. That's why he's the backup. Deshaun Watson can overcome those things. Jacoby Brissett can't. And God forbid Amari Cooper goes down. Oh, God. That's it. they got nothing left. So in the past, they got nothing. So they need somebody better. And the great thing with Jimmy Garoppolo is he's a leader. He is fantastic in the clutch. And he doesn't make big-time mistakes in big-time situations.
He don't hurt you. He doesn't hurt you.
And he gives you enough. He's better than Joe Flacco. And if you can keep him healthy, which you should, because they got a really good offensive line, and they got two stud running backs, so he's going to be asked to drop back and pass less than 30 times a game. And that's exactly what he's about. Because remember, New England runs that old Bill Parcells offense, which is a power football offense, which is we run, 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 pass. That's the Bill Belichick style. That's what he's about. In Cleveland, that's what they're about. He's about what they're about. Run, 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 pass. So that's important because his exposure to hits is highly diminished. You know, Jimmy Glass, he's not the most, he's not a warrior. He's not Brett Favre. He's not going to give you that consecutive game streak. But
let me ask you this question. Is he a top half? Is he a top half NFL quarterback or in the bottom half?
Okay. In the situation that's right for him, he's a top half. Not everyone's going to succeed in every single situation. It's a team sport. So, for example, Brady in a vertical offense is not going to succeed right now. He can't. He doesn't have the arm. He can't do it. That's why they shorten the routes. Remember, Leftwich and Arians run a vertical offense. With Brady, they change the offense because Brady can't throw the ball 50 yards down the field consistently. It's not going to happen. He can throw it 10 and the receiver runs the other 40. But there are very few quarterbacks that can excel in every single system. Maybe Aaron Rodgers can do that. think Aaron could do the Russell Wilson, I think. Patrick Mahomes. I think that's about it. Elite, boy, it's tough. It's really tough. Any situation, it's hard. Now, the quarterbacks can develop into it. Tua can develop into it. Like Russell Wilson developed into it. Lawrence could develop into it. I think Dak is really close to being one. He's really close. If he's close, because he's Dak, he's played in a few different systems. And he, you know, Dak reminds me a lot of Steve McNair. Dak is a first down guy. He's going to get you first downs. You're going to cross midfield with Dak. Is he elite? I don't know, but he's really good. You know, but Jimmy Garoppolo is not elite. He needs the right Peter. System around. Yeah.
Okay, Peter, I heard on ESPN Sports Center this morning, the lady said the Chicago Bears are going to be the worst team in football this year.
Yeah, we could be. The Bears, this is a dead cap year. The Bears are carrying about $60 million in dead cap space. Get everybody off the books. Bought on the other young talent. You know, if you can play and you want a chance to make an NFL roster, come on to Bears. Almost every position is open, and see what you can do. You know, and also the Bears didn't sign a lot of free agents. The reason is the last regime, Nagy regime, was so bad, just terrible, that they don't know. Even watching all of them, they don't know what they have because. What and Trubisky talked about this in Pittsburgh this week.
Yeah, they got no money anyway. Y'all got less than $10 million in salary cap, if that much.
Yeah, but Earl, next year they get close to $100 million in salary cap.
Right, okay. And that's why also they didn't make a lot of trades.
So next year they could actually retool and rebuild. They're gonna go through this one year of aberration and apparition and just tote cut skin. But right. Next $100 million to spend now. That don't mean people will be readily available to go play in Chicago. But they got money to spend.
Right, but let me explain. See, and Trubisky said this in Pittsburgh. He said the problem in Chicago is coach wanted to play coach ball, not your game. You have to play the coach's game. So the coach didn't tailor the scheme to what the players were really good at. So the Bears are like, well, we don't know. We got Cole Kmet in the second round, best signing of his draft. We don't know if he's really good because he hasn't been put in positions. Like, we don't know how good Trubisky was because he wasn't put in position. They asked Trubisky to be Patrick Mahomes. He's not Patrick Mahomes. Okay? The blocking scheme, they're like, we don't know how good the offensive linemen are because they're asked to block. There was one player, remember, we had three offensive linemen blocking one defender. And that shows how dysfunctional it was. So they're like, we'll take this year to figure out what we got. Okay? And then next year, we know what we got and what we don't have. And we'll go out and draft what we don't have and sign what we can't get in the draft. That makes sense. But what you don't want to do is go out and get a really good player this year, trade for him or sign him, whatever, and realize, hey, well, we got someone else who's really good too, the same position. We could use that money for something else. So it's a great, and remember, new GM, Ryan Poles, new GM, former offensive lineman. He's 6'4", 6'5", 3'10". I think he's very imposing when he's speaking to players and the coaches. He's a big fella. So, you know, you're not going to really mouth off to the GM, you know. And he's like, he's a big project guy. He likes getting small school guys and say, you know what? Come on in. You came from a small school. You look good. Come on in and let me see what you got. So we'll see what they have. And to their credit, they did play well. The youngsters are playing well. They beat, they look well against Kansas City. They played tonight against the Seattle Seahawks. Watch the Bears right guard, Tevin Jenkins. He was drafted to play left tackle. That didn't work out. He had medical issues. While he was out, the left tackle spot was taken by a fifth round player, a rookie. He went to right tackle. He got beat out at right tackle. They're trying him at right guard. They're seeing that he fits better there because of his just raw power and his need to put his hands on people and be violent. I think guard's a place to be because he struggles sometimes, not a lot, but struggles sometimes with speed rushers. But in the Bears offense, remember, they're run a lot of outside zone. They need him to be really smart, the guards to be very smart. And they're like, well, with his, of all the offensive linemen, he's one of the smarter ones that they have. So watch number 76. tonight against the Seahawks.
All right, so we got to pick. The producer's giving me the high sign. We got to get up out of here. News is ready. But we will pick up some more conversation tomorrow on the NFL because I know both of you are going to watch that game tonight, the Bears and the Seahawks, correct?
8 o'clock. Drew Locke is out with COVID, so Geno Smith gets the start.
Pearly, you going to watch that game since no Dodger game on?
Yeah.
And we can.
Somebody I don't want to get beat because my daughter's lost.
We'll talk Chicago Bears and Seattle Seahawks tomorrow since we have a good look at them tonight. All right. I got to get my picks in all courtesy of the Island game. And here's who I like tonight, man. I like the Red Sox over the Pirates. I like the Padres over the Nationals. And then I'm going to switch to the WNBA. All right. For my other two on my parlay. I like Jonquel and the Suns in the money line to win that game, and I like him to go over 164 points. And I also like the Seattle Storm and the Washington Mystics to go over 158 points in their contest. That's my four right there. My four-hitter quitter right there. Set it, bet it, set it, and forget it at the Island game. Good luck to you, and congratulations to Nashawn Jay, the latest winner of a pension plan for a year courtesy of the Island game and of Percy's pension plan. So for Earl the Pearl, for Peter, for everybody who chimed in earlier, my producer Arlington, it's your boy Naughty. We up out of here. We'll see you tomorrow for the Friday edition. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Opa! Burger King NASA is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK NASA, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, an appointment, they presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.